This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. On the fiscal policy side, by the way, President Trump went to Detroit this afternoon, said he was going to boost American industries, cars today in particular. The president has ordered the EPA to have another look at fuel economy standards that were finalized right before President Obama left office. Have another look here, meaning roll back. Those tighter mileage and emission standards were set to go into effect by 2025. Marketplace's Jed Kim has more on that from the Sustainability Desk.
Carmakers say if they have to meet the standards on the books for 2025, their bottom lines will crash. Part of that's the difficulty and cost of technical advances. Part of it's consumer behavior.
When gas prices are low, as they are now and have been for a while, people tend to buy a larger vehicle than they would otherwise buy.
Kristen Gicek is with the Center for Automotive Research.
There'll be greater emissions if more people are buying larger vehicles that are less fuel efficient and create greater emissions.
That's where federal rules come in. They curb those tendencies by forcing vehicles themselves to pollute less, regardless of what we buy and drive. Roland Huang is with the Natural Resources Defense Council.
Carbon pollution standards and fuel economy standards are absolutely critical to making sure to continue that push. And furthermore, of course, the U.S. auto industry doesn't fall behind on that global push to advance clean cars.
Barry Rabe teaches public policy at the University of Michigan. He says rolling back standards to help automakers now could come at a cost later, especially if the rest of the world continues to innovate on clean cars.
What is the future of national and global markets for vehicles going to be? Not just in a year or two with low gas prices, but 5, 10, 15 years down the road.
U.S. automakers are giddy about all the trucks and SUVs they've been selling recently. A rollback would help them continue that. But Huang of the NRDC says not so fast. He promises a, quote, long, bumpy road for rolling back the standards, with lawsuits from groups like his acting as the potholes. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.